This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Ivan Yavraj.
Heated discussion that we kind of had, you know, a bit of a tete-a-tete about the speeds of broadband here in Malaysia, how people were expecting one speed, have received a different speed. Pricing, you know, has come down, but a lot of people are not seeing the benefits of these changes. And so we thought we'd ask you guys, you know, have you seen a change in speed of your internet? Have you has your pricing adjusted? Are you happy with having to re-sign another contract? Let us know all of these details on WhatsApp 018-789-8899, on Twitter or on Instagram at BFM Radio. Let's go over to WhatsApp first off.
Yeah, so this comes from Andrew Teng, who says that Unify didn't make it easy to downgrade plans and suddenly don't have any loyalty value propositions, considering I'm a customer for 8 years now.
Wow, eight years.
8 years. Yeah,
That's
almost
that's
a decade.
That's
a long time.
Twitter, please.
Yes. So on Twitter here, we've got our very own BFM Olivia, who says, yes, we've noticed the difference in speed and a slight discount as well. Our plan has been bumped up to 500 Mbps, up from 100 Mbps, and we just received a confirmation SMS from Time about the slight decrease in price. So yay, that seems good. But on the other hand of the thing, we've also got mate Anka Azril, who says, my Cellcom 4G connection seems okay most of the time, but at Unify is the one I'm most frustrated with. Lots of drop connection and lag. Sometimes when watching a video, it keeps buffering. I just switch to 4G in frustration.
I have done that as well previously. Over on Instagram, Repack Inc. has said, yes, I've been upgraded to a higher speed with a cheaper price. Congratulations. And it's nice to hear that some people have been receiving a positive experience from this.
You know, it is nice. Mostly from Time, though.
But it feels nice to be in almost the real world in 2018. You know, I was reading, I think it was earlier today, there is something in one of these articles, just to quickly recap, where somebody was paying, this is for a particular package, 148 ringgit per month for 10 megabytes broadband speed currently.
Yeah, what? See, that's...
Now, if
you
there
can't
is
do anything.
If there is not a problem with that that needs addressing, then there is a much bigger issue here.
Ooh. So that's the problem that Time was talking about. That's why they don't want to depend on other people's infrastructure. Because this is what happens when you sort of like tie up with other providers.
Yeah.
And now they don't want to open the gates to you.
Right.
And they are keeping you at like, let us finish our work first and then we'll see what to do about your packages.
See, and this is not in like rural Malaysia. This is on the outskirts of KL. It's not in the middle of nowhere. Anyway, let's move on to story number two. Do keep the messages coming in, though, folks. It's one of those conversations that we know you like to get behind. We are on WhatsApp 018-789-8899, on Twitter or on Instagram at BFM Radio. Now, time for some Facebook news, because we haven't had any this week. It's only Tuesday. It's the first of a story. I'm sure there'll be more before the week is out. What have we got today?
Yeah, because Facebook can't get creepy enough. They've now launched their hardware device portal, which is designed to help fix, and I quote, all the friction that exists today in video calls, apparently. This is actually quite interesting, because they had actually already postponed the launch of Portal. It's supposed to be a smart speaker, but I'll get into that in why that label doesn't really work in a bit. But basically, they actually plan to launch Portal at their yearly F8 gathering or Fate gathering, where they make product announcements usually. But at the time, the whole Cambridge Analytica thing was happening, and so they were still getting lots of outrage, and so they're like, you know what, we'll leave it for a while, and they've released it now. Still not great timing, though, because, you know, that like crazy, massive hack, the biggest hack of Facebook of all time just happened, with the 50 million accounts being affected. So people are, to say the least, very skeptical about Portal. What it is they market it as a smart speaker, and it features a large touchscreen. Speakers comes with a built-in microphone and camera, and will be capable of facial recognition, because that's necessary. And it will rival Amazon's Echo, Apple's HomePod, and Google's Home speakers as well. It comes in two sizes, because of course it does. The larger one is $350 and has a 1080p screen that rotates. And the smaller one costs $200 and has a 720p screen that does not rotate, because I guess. People are just very, very, very skeptical of Facebook at the moment. And the fact that the moment it launched and they tweeted about it, people were automatically responding with, really? like, really? After all of the kind of data privacy issues, data security issues, this is what you're doing now? You actually
this
want to put a device...
This is how you're addressing things, yeah.
You want to put a device with a camera that can recognize faces in our houses? Great. For example, Chakib Suli tweeted, a portal to your home, how conveniently named. Water Blue Sky tweeted, hard pass, hashtag delete Facebook. And Alt-US Press Sec, which I don't think is a official account, says, and I quote, by the way, I'd rather eat a bowl of thumbtacks than let you propagandists have a camera in my home.
Wow.
A lot of people are also comparing them to the screens in 1984 that has Big Brother watching you at all times, which feels scarily appropriate.
I mean, on the back of, you know, seeing videos of Mark Zuckerberg covering up his camera on his laptop, you know, this the irony of this is not lost on me. A couple of things, you know, obviously, I'd be very worried about putting any device that is Facebook specific into my home. I have it on my phone, yet, granted, most of us do. Not an issue. The other thing is the resolution of the camera for a device in 2018 at that price seems extremely expensive. And I'm not so sure why people would pay $350.
Just get a webcam?
for a device that effectively works as a spy cam in your house.
Pretty much.
Facebook reminds me of one of those, one of those restaurants that gets closed down because there's like rats or something like that. People find like something
dirty.
There was
one in Bangsar a couple of months
ago.
Yeah.
So something questionable happened. And then they shut down for a week, and then they sweep the floor, and then they open it up again. We're like, no, there are mice finding their way into your restaurant.
Right.
You have to find a way to patch this up. But every time Facebook comes up with a problem, they seem to like brush it off as we'll look into it or we'll fix it, and then they put out something new that makes it even worse for them.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think who would buy this though. I mean,
that's
genuinely.
The other thing. Okay, yeah. So this is what confuses me, and this is what I meant when I said that I don't understand why they're calling it a smart speaker. They're calling it a smart speaker, but the way that they're actually marketing it seems to be more of like a video calling webcam thing, like video phones from the Jetsons or something.
Right.
Which isn't actually what a smart speaker does. Like if you look at what Echo does and what a HomePod does, it's more like a little, like a home assistant in a way.
Yeah.
But that doesn't seem to be what this is supposed to be used for. The primary focus seems to be connecting people and to like make video calls. It sells the portal in bundles, which is supposed to aim to the target audience, which are families. So it's supposed to be like, your grandparents can sing their daughter a good morning song or something. Oh, how cute.
Okay, well, let's compare this to the the marketing that the Chinese government have done. You know, sharp eyes, their project of putting in webcams into every homes and on every corner of every street. That's forced down your throat and you have no choice in it, you know? At least Facebook is saying, you know what, maybe we might do you over, but we're going to give you the chance to buy it if you want it first before we start shoving it down your throat.
But it just doesn't make any sense. I just feel that first of all, for Facebook, it feels like a weird step to take as your first hardware like product in the first place. And secondly, when you already know that the public doesn't trust you with their data and their privacy, don't release a product that has a camera in it.
No, but also,
on.
like, what is the pain point that Facebook wanted to solve with this, with portal? Because
the friction that exists with video calls, quote unquote.
But you mean that one touch thing that appears on most devices nowadays?
Yeah.
That's totally painful. That.
Yeah, because this friction thing is something that happened maybe like 7, 8, 9 years ago, and then now I don't think anyone has a issue.
No.
I'm willing to bet that once, especially in the US, once they start to charge for Facebook like separately because of all those, what do they call it? The freedom of internet, net neutrality, yes.
Yes.
So once that kicks in, that Facebook will bundle this with packages that they sell to telcos.
Ooh.
So meaning if telcos want to open up your data to browse Facebook, you will get this for free in your packages.
That's an interesting idea. Mm-hmm.
You know what, Arv? You know who else has conspiracy theories about the Facebook portal? Matt Armitage.
Of course it does.
Yes.
If you want to hear his take on this whole Facebook portal shenanigans, he'll be talking about it at 10 a.m. on Friday, so do tune in for that.
There you go. Nice little plug there. Well done. Don't forget, folks, we are talking about internet speeds and whether or not you have been upgraded. Have you been upgraded? Have you changed your package? Has your speed altered? Let us know via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter or on Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. We're going to take a music break from The Angels with Take a Long Lime. When we get back, interestingly enough, we have a story about data breach.
Oh, wow. Mm.
But not from Facebook this time.
Oh, wow.
It's another big player.
Oh, gosh.
Google. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.